right. Well, this morning we're starting a brand new sermon series. The title of it is called Boundaries. We're going to be talking about setting boundaries in your life. Boundaries are like landmarks for real estate. I'm having my property next door surveyed, and the guy's looking at some, he's looking for pins so that he knows where the property is, and that determines, you know, what's my property, what isn't my property, and if I wanted to, you could put signs up and say, don't trespass because this is my property. But there's boundaries, physical boundaries, and there's actually a proverb I'd like to read to you here this morning. It's found in Proverbs chapter 23, and it says here, do not remove or do not move the ancient boundary stones. The King James reads, do not remove the ancient landmarks. This is talking again about physical boundaries that determine what the property is, who owns it and who doesn't. But what we're going to be talking about are spiritual boundaries or relational boundaries or emotional boundaries or personal boundaries. And these are things that I think it's fair to say we struggle with throughout our lives. There's all kinds of demands on my time, on my energy, and my resources, and I need to try to figure out, you know, how is it that I can set and establish healthy boundaries? And so over the next several weeks, we'll talk about different ways to establish boundaries. What does it take? What does it look like? And how it's going to affect you. Some of the symptoms, maybe you'll relate to some of these, but what would be some of the symptoms of boundaries not being set in our lives? You know, boundary stones that have been moved in our lives. Well, I'd say one of them might be a loss of spiritual intensity. You just find yourself going through the motions. Or maybe you're looking and you're saying, I just find myself overcommitted, constantly finding myself making too many decisions and saying yes to too many things. Or maybe you're looking at your life and you're going, man, I've fallen back into some bad habits. Or I'm way over my head with managing my finances. They're out of control. Or maybe you're just dealing with, you have time to spend with everybody, but you just don't seem to have enough time to spend with the people that are important to you. Or maybe you're just saying, I'm burnt out. I'm out of gas. Or starting to make moral compromises. These would be what I would call symptoms that it's quite possible the boundary stones in your life have been moved. And maybe it's time to take a look at those and say, I need to get them back where they need to be so that I can live a life that's honoring to God. I can live a life that's satisfying. So today we're just going to look at a couple. But again, over the next several weeks, we'll look at different points about setting boundaries in your life. But I want to read one where Jesus talked about setting some boundaries. It's found in the Gospel of Matthew, and it's in chapter 5. And so this is part of what we call Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. He just talked about all kinds of stuff. But in the middle of the sermon, verse 29, you find Jesus reading or saying, if your right eye causes you to sin, pluck it out, cast it from you, for it's more profitable for you that one of your members perish than for your whole body to be cast into hell. And if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off. Cast it from you, for it's more profitable for you that one of your members perish than for your whole body to be cast into hell. Now, I'm pretty sure that would qualify for one of the more radical statements that Jesus made. Can you just imagine hearing Jesus say, listen, man, if your right arm's offending you, cut it off. If your eye's offending you, gouge it out. You know, if I was sitting there, I might just kind of raise my hand and say, you know, Jesus, that's probably not really politically correct. You know, if you go around talking like that, people are going to think you're weird. Your movement's never going to take off, that's for sure. And you know, Jesus would have said what? Like he said to Peter one time, get behind me, devil. You know, so probably I would ask one of my brothers to ask Jesus the question, say, hey, Phil, you ask. Tell Jesus that's just not cool, man, you know. But just for clarification here for you, just in case you missed this, you will notice that he did say, if your right eye offends you, your right eye. He didn't say your neighbor's. Thank you. Don't pluck mine out, all right? Don't cut my right arm off. He's talking about you, and he's saying, look, man, if it is your eye, pluck it out. I mean, that's just crazy, but he's not crazy. He's saying, I'm serious about this, and if there are things in your life that are holding you back, get rid of them. Sometimes I think in order to establish boundaries, you have to get radical. You have to make some decisions that people would think, man, that's really crazy. But maybe it's important that we make the decision and say, I'm willing to pay the price. I'm serious about this. This boundary has been moved, and now there are consequences. There's trespassers in my property, and I need to do something about this. I'm going to reestablish the boundaries, and if it means I cut something off, I cut it off. Now you will find throughout Scripture there are stories that sometimes in establishing or reestablishing boundaries, people destroyed stuff. And in today's culture, we would call that radical. That's like really radical. But I want to read you a couple different stories. There's one in the Old Testament. It's a great story. It's about a king. It's found in 2 Kings 23. But it's a story about a young king who takes over in Israel. And when he takes over as the king, he finds that spiritual boundaries had been crossed. In the temple of God, there are idols to false gods. And so Josiah becomes king, and he's thinking, I'm going to do something about this, man. We need to reestablish the boundaries. This is the house of God. Let's clean it up. So I just want to read you a couple of the ways that he does it. And you tell me if you think this is radical. Like in verse 4, it says, and he burned them outside of Jerusalem, took the idols and he burned them. And then you go on down to verse 6, it says, he burned it all at the brook of Kidron. Then he ground it to ashes. And he threw the ashes on the graves of the common people. Getting a little radical here, King. And then in verse 7, then he tore down the ritual booths of the perverted people. And then you go over to verse 8. It says he broke down the high places. And you jump down to verse 11. He burned the chariots of the sun with fire. And then verse 12, he burned down and he pulverized them there. And he threw their dust. I mean, this guy is being radical. You get a couple more here in verse 14. He broke in pieces the sacred pillars, and he cut down the wooden images, and he filled the places, and just went crazy. And I'm here to tell you, sometimes it's going to take radical behavior to reestablish boundaries. Sometimes the invader, the devil, the adversary has moved in, and sometimes it's consciously, or sometimes it's unconscious. We don't realize it. And all of a sudden, you get this revelation. I think sometimes just sitting in church, you just get the revelation, or you're singing a song, or you're just quietly praying. All of a sudden, the light goes on your eyes. Whoa, where am I? How did I get here? And then what's it going to take to get these boundaries set up again? And I think sometimes it's radical behavior. I think this is what Josiah would be doing here. We'd call this an about face. And in the Bible, that's called repentance. It's not, so repentance is not a minor adjustment in my life. I'm just going to make a mid-course correction here. Repentance is a 180-degree difference. It's going this way one time and realizing, oh my gosh, this, we're way out of control, and it's turning around and going this way toward God. Josiah walks into the temple. Things are out of control. He starts smashing them and breaking them and burning them and crushing them. I mean, I think that would have been a sight to see. Like, whoa, like you back up. Okay, something going on here. I think sometimes in destroying things, there's something that's released. There's some sense of deliverance. And I believe that God honored this. He brought revival through this action of the king. There's another quick story found in the book of Acts. It's Acts chapter 19. It's a story of Paul, and he's traveling doing missionary work, and he gets to the city of Ephesus, and he finds that there's a move of God going on, and so they stay there for 2 years, and they're preaching the gospel, and people are getting saved, and signs and wonders are happening. But you get to verse 19, and it says here, and many of those who had practiced magic brought their books together and burned them in the sight of all. And they counted up the value of them, and it totaled 50,000 pieces of silver. Now, folks, this is radical. This is radical behavior. This is taking territory for God. These people were so convicted, they said, let's just gather all this stuff here and let's burn it. And tells you the value, 50,000 pieces of silver. So in today's economy, a piece of silver would be been considered a day's wage, about a day's wage. This would be somewhere upwards to like $1 million. $1 million burnt up. Now, don't you know there would be some people going, wait a minute, man, couldn't you sell that and give the money to the poor? Couldn't you do something better? But I think sometimes when we talk about establishing boundaries, sometimes it's spiritual warfare, and part of spiritual warfare is destroying physical things that the devil has used to destroy people's lives. There's a sense of, I think sometimes, like I said, deliverance. It's a final act. You know, over the years that I've been pastor here, we have had times where we just ask people, you know what, bring stuff in, and if you need to, we'll take care of it for you. And we've had piles of stuff collecting out back, I remember years back, and then we just lit it on fire and burnt it. In the fire were TVs, people's jackets that had symbols on it, jewelry, books. I mean, over the years, we've had people bring stuff here on Sunday morning, and here's what I like to say to you, as we talk about this over the next several weeks, if you are dealing with some things in your life and you're thinking, maybe I ought to cut this out of my life, maybe it's time to get rid of it, maybe it's time to get radical, if you want, and you want to get radical, we will do it for you. You bring it in, you drop it off during the week, or you can bring it on Sunday, and we will smash it, we'll bust it. And I'm telling you, there's something good about that. You see the good biblical story here. You have Jesus telling you, listen, man, if there's something in your life and you need to get rid of it, cut it out. You see the king in the Old Testament, he went way overboard. He crushed it, he broke it, he smashed it, he ground it up. It's another interesting story in the Old Testament is the story of Moses when he's up in the mountain for 40 days, and when he comes back down, we read the story that Aaron had allowed the people to make a golden calf made out of gold. I always thought it was interesting that when Moses came down and he saw them worshiping the golden calf, what did he do to the golden calf? Anybody remember? He sold it on eBay, man, for sure. Raised money and built a new church. And no, it says he smashed it, ground it up. And then I always thought, well, you should have saved the gold. It says he threw the gold in the river, threw it away. Just wonder at night if people were out there like trying to mine it. But I mean, there are times to get radical, and that radical behavior, like Jesus was talking about, cutting off your arm, poking out your eye, you realize he's talking serious talk here. When boundaries have been crossed, when people are trespassing, there's consequences. And the consequences are we live a life that's way below what God has ordained for us. And so whenever there's a move of God, quite often you will see radical behavior. You'll see repentance, which is that about face kind of behavior. And quite often there is stuff that gets destroyed. And somebody on the outside looking in will go, man, that's worth a lot of money. Well, maybe it was, but it isn't now. And in this story in the book of Acts, these people crushed and burnt a valuable stack of material, but I believe God honored that. I just want to close with another passage because sometimes we talk about setting boundaries. If we're talking about cutting out something that is obviously wrong, then I think it's just a matter of asking yourself, are you willing to pay the price? And I think sometimes that is the question. Like, I know what's causing the problem. And I know why the boundary has been moved, but I'm just not ready to pay the price. You know, it may be a job situation that you realize, look, I got to switch jobs. You know, it may be something in your home. It may be a relationship. Whatever it is, quite often I believe the Holy Spirit shows it to you and you realize, yeah, this is bad and I need to cut this out of my life. But here's where it gets confusing. Sometimes it isn't always bad. It's just not good. And this is where it gets confusing, but this is a passage found in Corinthians, 1 Corinthians, and this is written by the Apostle Paul. And he says here in chapter 6, we'll finish here with this verse, he says, look, all things are lawful for me, but all things are not helpful. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of any. So this is where it gets confusing, because you can say, well, if that's bad, I know that's bad, I need to cut it out. But here he's saying it's not always a decision between something that's bad and something that's good. He's just saying, ask the question, is this beneficial to you? You know, it's like two ways to approach every situation. One way is to say, can I do this? Is this allowed? Or like, is this sinful? And you might say, well, no, it's not really sinful. But the other way to look at it is say, is this going to produce the best in me? Is this going to open the opportunity that God has for me? And this is what Paul's talking about here, that sometimes we have to make decisions that this is, you know, this may be okay for you, it may be okay for you, but for me, it is not okay. And if that's the case, I need to make the decision to say, I'm going to choose what's best. It's not always between what's black and white. It's not always between what's good and bad. Sometimes it's between what's good and better. And so when we're talking about setting boundaries, I truly believe that God wants us to understand how to set boundaries in our lives, how to set boundaries with emotions, with our emotions, how to set boundaries in relationships. People who know how to set boundaries live healthy lives. People who do not know how to set boundaries get walked all over, get used and abused, and find themselves living unsatisfying lives. But I believe God will help us. Sometimes the cause of the boundary being crossed is just because we've allowed something in our lives that needs to be cut out. And I pray that God would show us so that we can make the decision, this is what I need to do. This is what I need to get rid of. And if it means being radical and destroying it, let's do it. But I think sometimes it's a little more subtle. I think sometimes we'll see things in our lives that may be getting in the way, maybe causing us to stumble, maybe causing us to get off track from what God has. And maybe for somebody else it's okay, but for us, it's not the best. I pray that God would help us set good, healthy, emotional, spiritual, and relational boundaries in our lives. Let's close in prayer. God, I thank you that your Holy Spirit is dwelling inside of us, and you're the one that shows us and convicts us when the boundary lines have been crossed in relationships and finances and all sorts of things. And I ask, God, that we would be open to the leading of your Holy Spirit, and that, God, if there needs to be something cut out of our lives, God, I pray that we would be willing to cut it out. Just like Jesus said, it's much better to do without it than to have our lives ruined by it. To be like Paul and say, I will not be brought under the power of anything other than you, Holy Spirit. We want to be controlled by you. And so, Father, I pray over the next several weeks, God, that you give us wisdom how to set clear boundaries in our lives with time, with relationships, with money. We can live the life you created us for, God, that we can honor you with our decisions. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Can we all stand? Have our ushers come forward. We'll take our offering. Thank you, God. Thank you. I just want to thank you. There's people responding right now. Obviously, the Holy Spirit is speaking. Just keep your hearts open. I believe that God's speaking to some of us here this morning about boundaries that have been crossed. Maybe your time boundaries are out of control and you're way overcommitted, spending time doing things that you shouldn't be doing and missing out on things you should be doing. Maybe I just get a sense some of us, our financial boundaries, our wires are crossed, or maybe relational boundaries be reestablished. If you're sensing the Holy Spirit speaking to you, these are the moments where you get a chance to respond, to say, yes, Lord, I hear you, God. I want to follow you. I just want to take a minute. If you feel like the Spirit of God speaking to you and there's some things he's talking to you about, just want to pray for you right where you're standing. Just hold your hand up. I'm going to pray for you that God would help you today. Right now, as I pray, in the name of Jesus, every hand that is raised right now, the boundaries that have been crossed, Holy Spirit of God, I pray that you show what needs to be done. If it's going to be a radical move, God, they would have the courage to do it. to break it off, to destroy it, to crush it. God, if it isn't something bad, it's just something that's in the way, God, today, in the name of Jesus, fill with courage, fill with strength right now in the name of Jesus. Fill with wisdom, a determination to establish the boundaries. No more trespassers on this part of my life. In the name of Jesus, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Thank you. If you just need some encouragement, let us know, man, if we can help you. But you don't want trespassers in your life. But let's want to take one other opportunity here this morning. I just feel like that maybe some of you, the Holy Spirit of God is talking to you more than just establishing boundaries. Maybe it's about the about face that we talked about. You know, that recognition that you're going one way and you realize, you know what, I need to turn the ship around. The Bible calls that conversion. The Bible calls that being born again. The Bible calls that starting a new life. But I believe that on Sunday morning when we're gathered here, there's that opportunity that there's some of you standing here this morning and, you know, maybe you've been coming to this church for weeks or months or years. Maybe today's your first Sunday. I don't know. But I just wonder if you're standing here and you sense that stirring in your heart. That's, you're feeling the Holy Spirit. That's the Holy Spirit you're feeling. And if he's tugging at your heart, we want to pray for you. I want to help you make the decision this morning to say, I surrender my life to God. I accept God's plan for my life. I accept Jesus' sacrifice for me. So let's just pray. Holy Spirit of God, I pray right now that if you're tugging at hearts, if you're knocking at doors, if you're calling people to make that 180-degree turn, turn their life around and say, I'm surrendering my life to you today, starting a brand new life. God, they'd hear that call. They would sense that stirring in their spirit. If I'm talking to you this morning, would you just do me a favor right where you're standing? Just hold your hand up. I'm going to pray. We're going to pray a real simple prayer. I'm going to ask the Holy Spirit of God to come into your life. Give you that chance to start new. Right there. Okay, I see the hand right there. Good for you. Yeah, hold it up. Go ahead. Come on. Come on, you're sensing the Holy Spirit of God tugging at your heart. This is your time. I'm going to pray with you. Just hold your hand up. Anybody else? All the way back there. Good for you, sister. Good for you. Hold it up. Hold it up. Come on, you're responding. This is the Holy Spirit of God right now. There's something going on, supernatural. Anybody else this morning? Just hold your hand up. We're going to pray for you. Let's all pray this together. Dear Jesus, I'm surrendering my life to you. Today I call you my Lord and my Savior. I receive the forgiveness of my sins. And I ask you that you fill me with your Holy Spirit today. In Jesus' name, I bless you. In the name of Jesus. Right back here, I bless you. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Wow. I mean, sometimes you just can feel, it's tangible. You can just sense the Holy Spirit. He's just tugging at hearts here this morning. Thank you. Thank you. Well, we're going to finish up.